All right, now, good afternoon to you guys. I'm Phaedra Jordan. Hope you guys are great. Right, as far as going to China is concerned, I'm very excited to go to the bank. I thank the Lord Jesus for clearing the way for me to go to the bank. I kiss Jesus, the Lord's feet. I worship the Lord Jesus. I extol the Lord Jesus. I thank the Lord Jesus. All right, now, dealing with just such racism and cruelty and callousness and viciousness. That racist trap, the lie, was this and it was that. Nope, it's just that they flat out racist, right? The stat makes sense right now. Incompetent and incapable of making their own money. They have bet for 3 years. They have lynched and done war crimes. They have lied and tried to frame. But they have yet to make any money, and they failed the economy for 40 straight years. And once up $1 trillion has hit the United States economy, and don't have shit to show for it, plus 40 years of consistent bank failures and economy failures because of their incompetence. I hope that you guys will. I mean, look at the record. It's not me calling them incompetent. It's their record calling them incompetent. Plus, a fresh $1 trillion just hit the United States. The United States bought 60% of the stock. 60%. I'm at $606 trillion by Jesus, because of Jesus, and through Jesus, and I'm not giving it to the United States to get out of their worthless citizenship and their racism and their ways, right? I'm not giving them any money. No. I'm not signing shit. These racists have lost their damn mind. Whatever black person they try to steal, sin, they've lost their minds, too. No. I'm trying to manipulate something. I said no. Is money earned through it by the Holy Spirit? Plus, I own Ripple, the extraction, right? Not giving them any money. But, you know, that's what the Lord. United States had $1 trillion hit it. $1 trillion is 24 digits. It's 24 zeros. It's 25, actually. But it's 24 zeros. $1 trillion is 24 zeros. 25, you must count the digit at the front and give it its value. 25 digit number. Where the hell is all that money? I'm at $600 trillion. The United States is over $1 trillion by 6% of the stock. Right? That $1.2 trillion. That is $1 trillion, $206 trillion. Where the hell is all that money? Where is that money? Plus 40 years of bank collapses and failures in the United States, the incompetence of these racists like Biden and Mitch McConnell, they don't have any, you know, incompetent is not a bad word, right? That is like, you know, that's as nice as I can button it up, right? Okay. I write now, that's for the Lord. I write now. I didn't say dumb. I didn't say stupid. I said incompetent, right? You know, equate that as to what you will, right? Does that make sense right now? I know that means the same thing, but it's a nice way of saying it, I guess. Okay. $1.2 trillion has hit the United States. Where the hell is all that money? United States bought, the United States government even bought stock. Where is that money? Harvard and Yale and Princeton and Stanford and all these higher learning institutions bought stock. They tried to buy my work, these old racists, while they kept trying to allow them not qualified. Where is that money? $1.2 trillion has hit the United States. United States bought 6% of the stock. I own 30% by Jesus giving it to me. And I thank God for Jesus. I thank God for Jesus, right? I thank God for Jesus, all right? Even the people at the top for the integrity. I thank God for Jesus putting the integrity in the people at the top. I thank God for Jesus, right? All right, now I thank the people at the top for their integrity. As far as the United States is concerned, $1.26 trillion has hit the United States of America. Again, I say, they being racist, doing all that begging. Where the hell is all that money? 40 years of bank collapses consistent since Joe and Mitch have been in power. Every year there's some type of collapse, whether it be small or great. There's a collapse of the bank in the economy, and that's not natural. That the economy collapses every year, and there's only tax money to come in to just patch up the failures over and over again. That is not success. What the hell, right? An employee in a normal job like that with all those losses would have been fired many, many years ago. Who got time for no growth? Over and over again, right? You know, because, you know, you have incompetence in place that cannot be messed up, okay? 1.2 septillion, septillion, S-E-P-T-I-L-L-I-O-N, septillion dollars has hit the United States. Where the heck is that money? You mean to tell me the level of stupidity is so high that they have pissed this money away with nothing to show for it? 60 billion years of money pissed away by racists like Joe and Mitch with nothing to show for it. Where is that $1.2 septillion? The United States has not been able to get the trillions of dollars, hundreds of trillions. They've been stuck there for 247 years. Okay, I said $1.2 septillion has hit it. You're so unqualified, you have nothing to show for it in less than 2 years? What? Plus, there's 40 years of bank collapses over and over and over and over again. Small or great, there's always some type of collapse up under these two. What's up? All right, now, that's for the Lord. All right, now, I hope that you guys will agree. All right, now, that's for the Lord. As far as China is concerned, I thank China again in Jesus' name. I thank the Lord first and foremost opened up that door for me. The only accommodation I really want from China is this, right? I need a debit card to use my own money. I want a debit card made out so that they'll have it ready when I get there. I pray. All right, now, I'm going to pay China. All right, I'm going to write them a $28 trillion check. It's $200 trillion for the tariffs, for the Chinese tariffs. It'd be in Chinese money, though. Does that make sense? That's $28 trillion extra dollars to pay for the tariffs, right? Does that make sense? But the $225 quadrillion will be in U.S. dollars, right? All right, now 25 quadrillion will be in U.S. dollars. Does that make sense? All right, let's up it. All right, now China, all right, now since I'm at $606 trillion, trying to get 30, you know, quadrillion dollars, right? So we're going to up it, right? Does that make sense? All right, now since the Lord has blessed me with more, since China has been nice enough to say, come to the bank there, so China now gets 30 quadrillion dollars. Does that make sense? Plus, all right, now that's the Lord, all right, now 30 quadrillion dollars, right now, that wipe out the tariff money, you're just going to get more money. Trying to get 30 quadrillion dollars, does that make sense? Right now, every Chinese citizen still get $10,000 apiece. All right, now the Chinese president, all right, now, and, you know, his family, or his wife and his family, they get $100 billion to split. The Chinese people, $10,000 apiece, does that make sense? Right now, the Chinese government, $25 billion to split, right? I want to say thank you again for allowing me to come to the bank there. It's been an odyssey with the racism in the United States. All right, now I can't say the harm is caused. I can't say the homelessness is caused. I can't say the viciousness is caused. I cannot put into words the trauma it has caused. I cannot put into words the humiliation it has caused. So that's my way of thanking China for saying I can come to the bank there. But Jesus opened up the door. China gets 30 quadrillion dollars that should cover their tariffs or anything the United States throws at them as far as tariffs are concerned. All right, now, so China just simply get 30 quadrillion dollars, right? Not 25 or 30 quadrillion dollar check. The only thing I want from China is a debit card and my banking information. I get there, that's it. And I write them a check. All right, now, I hope that you guys are well and great. All right, now, that's for the Lord. All right, now, you know, all right, now, I'm going to also write... Yes, Lord, going to also write Israel a $1 quadrillion check. All right, now, Israel, the country, will be getting $1 quadrillion, all right, now, in a check. Does that make sense? If they should need some more help, they'll get some more help. So Israel is not just getting $20 trillion, they're getting $1 quadrillion as soon as I can get to the bank in Jesus' name. Because Father God, Jehovah said to do that for Israel. The Lord Jesus said to do that for Israel. And the Lord Holy Spirit said to do that for Israel. I hope that you guys are well and greater right now. So the only thing I want from China, God willing, when I get to the bank is a debit card issued so I can use my money. Does that make sense? I want to go back into a bank branch and my banking information. And I write China a $30 quadrillion check, right? All right, now that is 30 times more than the United States has made in its lifespan. The racism, the bigotry, the trauma of it was not easy to deal with. This is my way of saying thank you to China. All right, now, in Jesus' name, I hope that you guys, and every dollar that's spent, I pray the Lord governs over it in China. I hope you guys will, and I pray that the Chinese people come to know Jesus, right? And the Chinese government, in Jesus' name. But China gets $30 quadrillion, so right now, that's for the Lord in money when I go to the bank. All right now, so they don't get $25 quadrillion, they get $30 quadrillion now. All right now, it's up the bid. All right now, it's a thank you to China. Thank you guys so much. Jesus willing. Thank you guys.